feel
this
about
call
myself
is being recorded.
I feel the same way about you. Have you ever seen liars gather together? So life attracts life. So you can see people gathering, even in many groups within this group, because they have something in common. Hopefully it's something good. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay. The world around us is nothing more and nothing less than a mirror of what we have become from within. Okay. So that's Greg Braden, one of my favorite guys. Mm-hmm. You can read these quotes on your own. Okay. Operating system of the quantum field. The divine matrix, which is the quantum field, births our ideas, our creations, and the state of the world. The state of our physical and emotional health, our words and language of dualistic nature is feeding the matrix, and the matrix is feeding back to us our words that are laced with intention and emotion, creating manifestations of emotional, physical, and mental constructs. It is simple. It is all love. We are the creators of the world. We are birthing the ideas. We are creating everything. You may not be individually building the skyscraper. You may not be individually doing that. But because we are quantumly entangled, we assist that person to have a higher consciousness or a lower consciousness, you see. So we assist that person because we are entangled with that person.
Good.
So, you see? Okay. That's very important to understand. That's a big responsibility to come up, you know, to understand that. Okay. We're on the next page.
Okay.
There are language levels of the quantum field matrix. Okay, so 3D language accesses the 3D matrix. So when we speak in 3D terms, we are pulling the ideas from the 3D matrix. We are speaking them out, feeding it back to the matrix, and it's a loop.
Yeah, yeah.
This becomes a loop, right? That's where nothing ever changes. That's what the government's the same, right? Okay, because we are feeding that. Now, when we feed the 5D field, there's a 4D, there's a 5D, there's a 12D. There's all of these fields that have consciousness. The 3D field is pretty low consciousness and low frequency, but if we can jump beyond that, we can transform whatever's going on, you see. You have to jump over the 3D matrix, not grab the idea from the 3D quantum field. You have to know what you're doing and go into the 5D matrix. That's what we're talking about, what we say. What we say activates the matrix. I am God activates the 5D matrix. I am sick activates the 3D matrix. How do I reverse this, no offense, activates the 3D matrix. So our language births and creates everything, including what matrix we're accessing, right? So what quantum field would you, which is the matrix, which quantum field do you wish to access?
The 5D.
The 5D reality, right? So this is what our intention is going to be from now on, to access the 5D reality, okay? So to live the experience of 5D conscious state, our language, thoughts, and emotions must be accessing a higher frequency. This would include any negative wording, thoughts, or actions, which is a lower frequency. So the example is I am, which is 5D. I am not is 3D. So whenever you have, we're not going to share right now. That's okay. So, but we're just not going to share. So when we use any kind of a negative, we are reprogramming the 3D matrix. And what else are we reprogramming?
Everyone else on the planet.
Ourselves.
Yes.
And all the cities around us. Mm-hmm. And the world and the nations.
Even above this earth.
So we are programming by using 3D language. We are continuing the illusion, right? Okay. So when we use a negative, and they're a little tricky. Negatives are a little tricky. Sometimes you don't know you're using a negative, but you have to observe yourself. And then if somebody says you're using a negative, you have to accept that. Right? We don't have to. But if you want to raise up in consciousness, you must listen and allow. Right? Okay. I am an expert at living in the now moment.
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Wait. Okay. So let me ask you a question. Who in this room has spoken about their past in the last hour? Okay. So when you are speaking in your past, you are not in the now moment. It's okay to do that. But what I'm saying is the past will reignite those programs. So it's, let me tell you, when we are in the now, we hardly have anything to say. We hardly have anything to say.
Well, I do.
So here's a 3D. I do not lament the past or project a negative future with my words or thoughts. That's a 3D sentence. I do not lament the past or project a negative future with my words or thoughts. Why is that a 3D sentence? Because there's a not in there.
Okay. And also, the lament the past, it makes it seem like there's something wrong with the past.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. See, I don't even know why I write these things. But yes, yes. Because when you lament something, you have given it the power to be negative in your life.
Uh-huh. It's all what that's. What we
often
call putting icing on mud pie.
Oh, yeah, well, it's called something else. Okay, I forecast a perfect and faith-filled future in this moment that is filled with peace, love, joy, harmony, and order. I forecast a perfect and faith-filled future in this moment. Because what is the future?
Now.
The future is now, in the now moment, and what we do in the now creates the next moment. So the what we call the future here in 3D is the now moment creating the next now moment.
Yes. So isn't that still the future?
So, I don't know. What doesn't matter for right now? Just let it process. Let it process.
Yeah.
So we are creating the now moment in the next now moment in the next now moment, but we have to we define it here as the future, but it is just for now. You see?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. So words are spells upon our existence that forecast our present and future moments into manifestation. So our words are spells. See, we are all magicians. We are all wizards. I think Shoshana said that. I think she said in one of her things, she goes, we are all wizards.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went, ooh, yay! So because we are all wizards, our words are our wizardry, you see? So we cast a spell upon a person. You are bad. Wait, let me point the finger. The wand. This is the wand is the extension of the finger, by the way. The wand becomes the finger. You are bad. That hurts me when I do that. Okay, so I'm not going to do that. But actually, it's true. You are bad. You are wrong. I don't like you. That's not true.
when you do that, you're saying yourself. You really are reflecting yourself.
Okay, we're not sharing right now, so. Okay. We are creating spells upon the planet, upon the cities, upon the nation. The spells of our words. How important is this?
Very.
How important is our wizardry?
Very important. Very important.
It's all we have. It's so important. It's all we have. Our thoughts, which become our words, which become our actions, which become our deeds. Are all we have. That is our creative process. That is the tools of creation. And behind those words, behind those thoughts that become words, that become actions, that become deeds, is intention. And the intention and emotion behind that, those set of tools, becomes our reality. That's it. It's so simple. Does everybody feel that?
Yes.
So look at how powerful we are. Examining our situations is a clue to what our words are creating in our lives. I use words of unity, not of separation, as follows. So just remember, your words are clues. Look around you. Maybe not here, but when you get home, and that's what your thoughts, your words, your actions, and your deeds, which are often an entanglement. It's not all yours. It's a quantum entanglement. Because we're all entangled. So you kind of have to uplift you uplift your consciousness and your thought patterns, and the entanglement becomes better. I don't know how to say it, but that's what happens. Okay. All right. So I use words of unity as follows. Give me a word of unity. Just one.
Together.
Together.
Universal.
Universal?
Community.
One.
Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm. Sisterhood. Mm-hmm. Those are unity. Okay, who's your brothers and sisters on this planet?
Everybody.
They're all our brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so those are terms of unity. Everything is connected and entangled, everything. So when I say something bad about anybody or my word casts a spell upon someone, it's a spell upon all.
Right.
That's pretty
good.
Yeah. Unless you're doing something good. And I'm the good witch. Okay. Yeah. So building a 5D reality construct. Building a 5D construct. Here are the tools. Ready? Observer self. Observer self considers no other being as a responsible party for their emotions, habits, feelings, state of mind, physical health. Observer self knows that truth is required for healing. And the truth is, it all comes from me. Right? I am God. I am. I am that I am. So when we reach outside of ourselves and look at the external world and say, that person's going to save me, if we look up into the sky and we go, that galactic being's going to change everything for me, that is bullshit. No offense. Doesn't work that way. But they will assist us.
Yeah.
Our intention of becoming responsible is the message that we send.
Uh-huh.
That we are responsible for what we have created, the message that we send, and they go, oh, okay. Now we can show ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Healing. Here's the problem with healing. The 3D reality cannot sustain physical and emotional healing and balance. It's not here. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's not here. Healing body, mind, spirit, and soul requires a personal and worldview that goes beyond the limitations of the 3D point of view of thinking. All healing is ultimately identifying the vibration. Where is this coming from? Of the experience through observer self. How it serves us to maintain the vibration, which is called habitual behavior. Finding the truth of the healing challenge and working from a 4 to 5D viewpoint to solve it. I know that's a lot. But that's how it works.
That's right.
Okay. See, now remember, we're building a 5D reality construct, right? So if you read that paragraph over and over and over again, you figure out what healing really is. Okay. Let's see our anchors. We have anchors here. They're bringing us back to the 5D reality. The first anchor is time. Time is the, listen to what time is. Time is the act of continually reviewing and renewing in our minds the past or the future.
Oh, that's
good. So it's not. By the way, I wrote every word in this. I didn't copy anybody. I know.
Is there really any original thought, though? That's fine.
Sure. I just made one. No, I don't know. But I'd like to think there is. There probably isn't. Okay. So time is the act, I've never heard it put this way though. Time is the act of continually reviewing and renewing in our minds the past or the future. So think about how powerful that is.
Yep.
So we are looking at, we have 10 minutes. Break. What is that? That's the future. So the point is that our references, our time references to past and future, because in the now there is no time. Right? Okay. Time is a measurement of our ability to project into the future or our ability to live in the past. So as we project into the future or live in the past, we are creating time. Time does not exist in the now moment. Only creation exists in the now moment. So if you are a true creator, when I'm a creator, I don't pay any attention to time. It doesn't even exist for me.
Yeah.
When I'm in the process of creating, really creating, Linda, when we're really creating together, the time is ridiculous. It even goes backwards for us, right? Okay. So time is an anchor. And how does it anchor us?
In 3D.
How does it anchor us? Because we are constantly renewing and reviewing the past and the future.
Yeah.
That's how it's anchoring us.
Yeah.
80% of our thoughts are the same every day.
Probably 90.
Well, maybe
90. It's a lot. Okay. Attachments are the next anchor. Time is the first anchor. Attachments are the second anchor. Attachments are our ideas that reality consists of a need to have our possessions and relationships serve us in a manner that we believe is benefiting us, rather than teaching us to reach for a higher reality. So attachment is when we want something to be different. That's what that sentence means. If we want it to be different, we didn't learn anything. Right? That's an attachment. All attachments are because we want to have something be different. Every single attachment that we have is because we want it to be different. We want it to march to our drum. When we understand that attachments, it should say understand that attachments prevent us from experiencing important initiations along our journey to mastery, then letting go of attachments is a decision to live in mastery. So this is important. This is a very important sentence. It says, when we understand that attachments prevent us from experiencing important initiations, because initiations are done by who or what? Everything around us. Everything around us is an initiation. Every person that comes into our life that triggers us. That's an initiation. Okay? And if we are attached to our idea, if we are not being neutral in the moment, we strengthen the attachment. Okay. And we decide not to live in mastery. So living in mastery is when we decide to what? To see our attachments as initiation. To see that we can neutralize them. You see? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Is that hard?
It's
very hard.
I wonder if
this
12
pages. Oh, sure we can. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
this is a lot.
Yeah.
This is deep, man. This is so deep I can barely say it. Okay. Habitual behavior is the next anchor. It's an unconscious lifestyle that negates our deeper and inner examinations of living as observer self in order to heal the 3D matrix and move on. So when we are not being observer self, we are being habitual. We're just doing it over and 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 over again. Habitual behavior is an attachment and an anchor to the 3D. Okay. Do we really have a choice when we are persuaded by our unconscious programs to display the same behavior? Only by observation and a neutral emotional state can we choose something different at a conscious level. So only when we enter a conscious state of neutrality are we able to choose something different. Something else, some other perspective, Lisa. Some other perspective, right? When we enter that unconscious, that conscious state of neutrality, we can observe it differently.
Absolutely.
Okay. That is how to build a 5D reality construct. Not difficult, but you will benefit, as I will, from studying this and attempting to implement it. Attempting to implement it. You see? Okay. Okay. Next, manifesting from a 5D conscious worldview. Okay, so now that we know how to build a 5D construct, now we will manifest within the 5D construct. Okay, definition of manifestation. Everything that we experience in our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual reality is a result or outcome of what we have manifested through our sacred power. Our sacred power is what? Thoughts, words, actions, deeds with tools of intention. Manifestation is either conscious or unconscious. Okay? So the definition of manifestation is our creative self, our tools of creation, right? Okay. Manifesting from a negative pattern is unconscious. So when we are manifesting from a negative pattern, the pattern is a program. Okay? And what we will get is the same thing over and over and over again. So Einstein called that the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing every day and expecting a different result. Okay? We are rats in a maze. We just keep running that, running that, running that. And even if there's no cheese, we just keep running the maze. Right? Okay? That's an unconscious manifestation. Everything is manifested. When you manifest your car breaking down, when you manifest a flat tire, I mean, all those are our manifestations. But maybe they're there as initiation. It's not a bad thing. Maybe our car broke down to teach us something, right? But as soon as you learn the lesson, you don't have to do it anymore. When you finally complete the initiation, when you complete the string of actions that was that is required to complete the initiation to live in mastery, you don't have to repeat the lesson. But if you're repeating the lesson over and over and over again, what is it? It's an unconscious pattern that you must find within yourself if you wish to change it. If you not wish to change it, that is your experience, and that is okay. But if you wish to change it, you must identify it and admit to it and work through it. Right? Okay. Next thing. Page, what are we on? Page 15. Oh, we're almost there. Yay. Okay. Manifesting from a consciously defined spiritual worldview. This requires, and this is important, this requires collaboration with a higher vibration being such as your own higher self or another human being that has crossed the threshold of 3D into a higher state of consciousness. In India, they call these people gurus. In Hawaii, they call them kahunas. In the deep regions of South America, they call them shamans. Shamanistic ideology is found all over the world, by the way. Closely studying ascended masters and what they say and what they do, such as Yeshua or Buddha, can help us manifest a higher reality. Can help us manifest a higher reality. So manifesting from a consciously defined worldview requires a collaboration. We're all entangled anyway. So it requires a collaboration with someone that's higher than you are. Okay, so what happens with manifesting is people of a feather flock together and create the same thing over and over again. Right? They are comfortable. If you are comfortable, if you are comfortable sitting with a certain group of people, go find another group.
What?
Yeah. Go find another group because...
You have to expect the group to change, because you just have to change.
No, the point is, this is really important. If you are collaborating with the same people, you're not learning anything. Now, if you can't find anybody that you think is a higher consciousness, that's okay. But if you are collaborating with the same people, they are enjoying in your story.
You didn't actually mention that, though, that you're looking for another group of higher consciousness.
Yes, I did.
No,
of course I did. No, I certainly did. It's right here. Read it. It says, this requires collaboration with a higher vibration being. So if you are collaborating with the same people over and over and over again, you may not be growing. So and your higher self will put you in situations like a Florida trip with Lisa to help me grow. Because I'm collaborating at a different level with people maybe that are, you see? Okay. So does that make sense?
Yes. No.
Well, we'll change that later. Okay. So
I'm collaborating. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So who has a higher self?
Everyone.
Do you believe that it is a higher perspective than what you have presently in your conscious knowing state? Collaborate with your higher self. Ask your higher self to give you wisdom and guidance. You don't have to ask anybody else. But studying ascended beings helps. Listening to channeled messages helps. All that helps. But you are reaching for a different collaboration. If you are reaching for evidence that you're right, that doesn't work. If you are reaching for evidence that you are correct, that's what we all do, by the way. We look for evidence that our viewpoint is correct. That's non-growth. Okay, that's not manifesting a 5D reality. That's staying in the 3D. Okay, tools of change. Honesty with oneself to seek the truth. Observations through neutral observer self of the pattern we wish to discontinue. Okay, the pattern that we wish to discontinue or replace requires observation. Okay? Not talking about it. No one can tell you how to do it. You have to observe it and make a change for yourself. Okay. Admitting to the pattern to another and seeking tools. Then you can tell God your pattern. And seeking the tools to change it. Seeking wisdom through contemplation and meditation. Wisdom is wonderful. I mean, wisdom comes from contemplating. Wisdom comes from meditating. Wisdom comes from being silent. There is no wisdom in chatter, you know?
No wisdom.
One of the things that Claudia said to me, and thank you, Goddess, she said, we must have walk let us have lots of silent meditation on our next advance.
Yeah.
And I went, duh. Why didn't I think of that? But the point is that that's when wisdom occurs, in the silence. So thank you, and we're going to incorporate that. Thank you. Okay. No, as a group. We walk in meditation as a group and create the reality.
That will be appropriate for winter as well.
Claiming power and manifesting a 5D reality. Here, just making a comment. It's fine. Claiming power and manifesting a 5D reality. 3D really wants to sidetrack us with appearances. The shiny bauble over there. You know, the thing that attracts us. Let's go over there. The 3D is full of illusions and appearances. And the reason I'm saying that is when you make a decision to fulfill your mission, everything will come into your way to show you an illusion, to show you a 3D illusion of why you cannot do it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how it works, how you cannot do it. So you sidestep the illusion and you move forward to the goal, but the illusion is still there. Right? I mean, that is so important. I have, and I can speak from experience, I have sidestepped thousands of illusions that I can't do something, Cynthia. Thousands. And I see it as an illusion. I don't see it as a reality. When we see 3D as a reality, then we cannot fulfill our 5D mission. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, it is the reality we have created made of illusions. There is always something in 3D that looks like it's stopping us from achieving what we are attempting to achieve. May I share about you, Dr. Wanda?
Yes.
There was an individual that tried to stop her from getting her doctorate, and she chose not to pay attention. So that is sidestepping the 3D illusion, because that guy was the illusion. It wasn't the reality.
Right.
Okay. In order to create, manifest from our sacred exponential power, one must give complete power and focus to the desire for a higher reality, and it will become the new paradigm. By replacing the low vibration anchors of time, attachments, and habitual 3D behavior with wisdom, understanding, forgiveness, and neutrality and respect for and love for all, this personal transformation gives way to a 5D reality. Okay, now we're ending this by saying a meditative prayer together. It's on the last page. And we will say this prayer together, and we will affirm it within each one of us. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Each day, I will be the best person I can be. I will remind myself of kind, compassionate, understanding, and loving to all that I come in contact. I will harmonize physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually with this body and live the principles that I believe to be a good way of life. I will reach others by spreading my light with each clear thought. I will ask, listen for the answers, and humbly allow the grace of individuals to help me in my thoughts, words, and deeds. I will ask for clarity, understanding, and peace of mind in each moment that I question my past, myself, and the path of others. I will surrender today to that which is placed before me, lovingly go about my path, and be in gratitude for all that has been offered,
shown, and experienced by myself and others.
Yes! don't forget somehow.
Okay, we're going to have, and I want to say, just on our own, say namaste to all of you.
Oh, you want to?
At 8 o'clock, we're going to be here.
You take it like a tip off. Okay, no, we have plans to.
Why don't they have a minute?
Oh, you mean before? Oh, okay.
Why don't they have a minute now?
Is that all right?
Yeah.
All right, I didn't want to go.
Thank you, sweetheart. He's just watching. Okay, so we are. He wants to make sure I'm not stressed.
Oh, that's what he's doing.
It isn't about time for him. It's about making sure that I feel good. He protects me. That's my prince.
Yes.
Okay. So everybody, please be quiet for 1 minute. Okay, we are going to. Dr. Wanda wishes to announce her group, her mentorship group. So please come up, Dr. Wanda, and ask whoever wants to come up and speak about it. Thank you.
And we would like for somebody to take our picture as well and maybe send it to my phone. But I would like all of our mentoring group to come up. Can we move this a little bit?